page 84. What were the exact powers taken away from the Director General? This has been the source of some conjecture and disagreement, with different commentators unable to decide who precisely had the final say, the Director General or the Administrative Council. What is clear, however, is that the overlapping of responsibilities was one reason for the mini-reform of Rai in 1985, which reinstated the powers of the Director General to assume clear operational responsibility for the company, over and above that of the Council or Commission. It also allowed the Christian Democrats, by virtue of their control over the office of Director General, to reassert their grip over the company. For D. Vescovi, it was at this point that the 1975 Broadcasting Act was fully betrayed. 1986, page 45. The positions of the Administrative Council and the Director General were the highest level at which the system of Lottizzazione operated, and date from a decision made by the governing parties at the time of the reforms in 1975. The President of the Administrative Council was an appointee of the Socialists, and the Director General was an appointee of the Christian Democrats.